One up front.
Did that more to you? Didn't have but you, didn't have four, did it?
Had what?
How many collar buttons did you have?
Yeah, the collar button in the back.
You and bet, one at the front.
Button in the back and button in the front.
Shirts didn't used to.
And you didn't have
didn't
to
used to
have collars on.
No, the shirts were buttoned all the way down the front.
But none of them had the collars on.
No, none of them had collars on them.
So you didn't have to worry about that ring around the collar. You just put on a clean collar every day and wear your same shirt. And then that's not all. They had black things. Well, it might sound kind of like a stocking leg, but they were gathered around here and gathered around here.
Garters.
Oh, you mean arm protectors?
You put them on to keep your sleeves clean.
Keep your sleeves, pull them up for your
heels. So you, this shirt didn't get dirty when you were working.
No, it just reached from your elbows up just above your elbow. It just protects your arms when you were working.
So your clothes didn't get dirty like they do now.
What did a man wear to keep his, instead of a belt?
His shirt and his breeches clean?
Oh, suspenders.
Huh?
What'd you wear instead of a belt then?
Instead of a belt, wore suspenders?
Yeah.
Well, and not only that, they wore the same thing on their socks. Supporters.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen one of those?
Yes, ma'am. Other name for suspenders?
Mm-hmm. That's what they call suspenders, galluses.
Oh, I see. Okay. What would a man wear around the farm, usually, when he's...
Any of his old clothes.
His good clothes were worn out.
And most of them around, most of them wouldn't have on anything but a pants and a shirt. No underwear in the summertime at all, because it'd get too hot.
And I didn't know that.
Huh?
I never seen anybody I knew go around with that.
Oh, you see them out here now. You go out here in these farms now and you see just worlds of these farmers and the managers going around with no shirt on at all, just bare.
Oh, I see that, yes.
What might a man wear to church? What might a man wear to church on Sunday?
Oh, he'd dress up for that.
Oh, most of them wore a white shirt on Sunday. See, best thing, we didn't go out much for gay clothes and gaudy clothes back in the olden days. Everything was plain.
And every man had to have a black suit.
But everybody had a black suit, something to go to church in, and something to be buried in. They didn't have any combinations like one coat of one color and the pants of another, thing like that. They didn't go to tall. You had to have
and
it all.
And women wore subdued clothes, too.
All your clothes had to be the same material.
A three-piece suit would have a what?
Three-piece suit would be a coat and vest and pants.
I see.
And then here in the last few years, they did away with the vest. Now they're coming back to the vest.
Well, would you wear any of those things that, you know, you might just put on and buckle up here?
Overalls?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now they're going to making them, they call them Levi's, and making suits out of them now.
Well, Levi's.
I've sold many an overall for $1.50 a pair. That's the upper bib and the breeches, $1.50.
Mm-hmm.
Now you'll pay $15 to $20 for them.
Didn't know why you get them.
Now you'd have to pay extra to get yours.
A little bit, yeah. I have kind of a hard time finding. I get high waters.
It used to be Carhartt Overall Company was one of the biggest manufacturers in the United States.